Welcome to a paranormal show unlike any other. The Ghost Helper Show with your guides, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine.
Where the paranormal is more normal than you think.
We are seasoned psychics who once led normal, everyday lives just like you. Until the paranormal world refused to be ignored any longer.
We have listened to countless dead tell their stories, and we are sharing that knowledge with you. Join us each week as we take a piece of the paranormal and explain how it works using true ghost stories, the tales that the dead have told us.
Our intention is to offer new insights and understandings of the paranormal pandemonium which surrounds that mystical fourth dimension and how it impacts our normal everyday lives. The Ghost Helper Show with Laura and Tina, teaching the living to help the dead, starts now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Tina Irwin, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Laura Van Tine. And the purpose of this show is to explain to everyone that the simple fact is that the paranormal is far more normal than you think, because paranormal stuff happens to us all every day, whether we're conscious of it or not. And we want to start out by thanking our sponsors, the Oil Lounge, for helping us with the show today. And Karina from the Facebook group Ghost Hauntings and the Paranormal for sharing our show with your group. We're really grateful. We truly appreciate it. Also, Shannon from Seattle, if you're listening, we read your message through the station message board about last week's show about the missing boy. And we wanted to say yes to your questions. You are correct. I have no idea what that is, but
Somebody wrote into us last week. Last week's show was about a little boy who was murdered that came to live in my house.
Right. He was from Portland.
And he was from Portland. And she asked some questions about this case, basically. It's still an unsolved murder. And so the answers to your questions that you had for us was yes, you are correct in those questions. Our answer to you is yes. How's that?
Okay. So the purpose and the topic of this week's show is the suicide secret. And since I move my hands a lot, we literally have done sound silencing with all of our equipment. So hopefully our sound will be better today.
Well, my next move is I'm just going to wrap some duct tape around you, girlfriend.
No, I just can't handle that. All right. This topic is the suicide secret. So Lord, you want to start it?
Well, everybody's talking about suicide. Everybody's aware of suicide. It's Suicide Awareness Month. Okay, great. What does that mean? And we're here to give people a different perspective beyond the typical mental health subjects, because we do talk to the dead, and we have crossed over thousands of souls who've committed suicide, and we listen to their stories and what they tell us, because this is important. What happens to the soul when they commit suicide? Why did they commit suicide? And this is going to be one of two parts of the show. So this week and next week is about suicide, but we're addressing the soul.
We're talking about, we're also addressing the living, because the families are always asking themselves, why did this happen? I mean, you can't be have spent 20 years in the Navy and not have dealt with suicide. And I've had to sit in front of many distressed family member when they say, I don't understand why my son or daughter did this. And can you shed any insight? And it's a horrible position to be the family member. And if you have to talk to a family member, you would really like to have had far more answers. And so maybe there's something in this show that will help the living as we're all trying to help the dead. Next week's show is going to talk about the soul's journey after suicide. So the number one question is why? Why did they do it? Why didn't they talk to me? And they're usually, for the families, they just feel like there are not a lot of answers.
And so what we've learned is that there are several main reasons, I'm going to call them buckets, of why somebody will commit suicide. And one of them is that the person who commits suicide was haunted by all kinds of beings and dark things and those paranormal things that most people can't see. And many times those that are haunted in life don't understand what's happening. Sometimes they hear voices. They see things out of the corner of their eye. They're being harassed day and night. They can't sleep. And then when you can't sleep, your body can't repair itself, and it's mentally and physically. So these evil things, these dark things do exist. And if you think about throughout the history of the planet, every culture throughout the history of this planet, throughout time, language, etc., has words for angels and ghosts and demons and evil and good. And if these things didn't exist, why is it that 500 BC India and 1200 AD Ireland have the same terms and same concepts for these terms?
Because they do exist. And they are all about energy. And as we've talked repeatedly, energy is neither created nor destroyed. So families are feeling something, but the person who is tormented is seeing and feeling something they don't have a word for, and they don't think anyone's going to believe them. And that's really what we're addressing today, the suicide secret. What's really going on inside
their head?
And
we're going to talk about two of those secrets. And the first one is this craziness that the living who are being tormented can't really wrap their head around. And
people will think, if I say something that I'm seeing these things,
they're going to think I'm crazy.
They're going to think I'm crazy. So I can't tell anyone because I'm leading this life and I plaster this face facade on, and I go do my job, but there's something happening inside of me that is such a torture. I don't think anybody's really going to believe me if I tell them.
Yeah.
So I can't tell them, and I can't wrap my brain around it. Drugs don't help. It doesn't make it go away.
Right. And sometimes it can make it worse.
Someone will say, well, you know, they're just depressed. Let's just put them on an antidepressant. And how many people have taken their own life who are already on an antidepressant?
So there's another underlying cause which we want to address, and we're not doing this to scare people, but it exists. So let's just put this out in the open. And what started this realization for me was a number of years ago. It's a Friday night and I'm home and I'm doing laundry and I'm in my bedroom and folding stuff. And I feel like there's something in my house or someone in my house, and I not seeing anything, no ghosts are coming by, but there's someone there. I know I'm not alone. And as I'm folding laundry, and as I open up my closet, my neighbor is in my closet, and he's not alive anymore, which is probably a better thing than if he were, but not really. So I looked at him and I'm like, John, what are you doing here? And what happened? And he just starts sobbing and he says, I didn't mean to do it. I'm so sorry. I feel bad for my son, and what am I going to do? And he just went on and on and on. And I couldn't understand him. He was talking so fast and he just started sobbing. And so it's Friday night and my laundry's not going to get finished folded. I know that. And I look at him and I said, okay, I need you to just step back for a moment. What happened? And he said, all of my life, I keep seeing these dark beings flying around me. And since we bought this house, it's gotten a lot worse. And he says, I don't know what, and I didn't know what to do. He says, he's like, you know, I'm a manly man. And he's a construction guy, and he, you know, has his own business, and he's, you know, swinging hammers and this and that. He's like, how do I tell people what I'm seeing?
And he's, so what was he seeing?
He was seeing these dark things out of the corner of his eye. And sometimes they would hurt him. And sometimes they would poke him. Or sometimes they would tell him to do things
that he kind of whisper in his ear.
And he would not act on those. Thank goodness. Because some of the things he was being told to do were not for anyone's greater good. And he spent a lifetime warding off these beings. And the question becomes, why did they kind of attach to him? And that's a whole nother discussion of theories and those types of things. But
so his norm was a paranormal norm. And
it was his secret.
It was his secret. So he's going to tell his his wife that he's seeing these little guys. Okay, so let's put you on drugs. Well, if you put somebody on drugs, because we've talked to those folks who kill themselves too, and they go, oh, drugs didn't help me.
They didn't make the beings go away.
They don't make the beings
and
go away.
He did say that he's been, you know, through that gamut of medications and stuff. And he says, nothing helped me. I was never alone. And he just craved to be alone.
Well, he craved to be alone in his body. And when you're by yourself, you would like to feel like there's nobody else in the room. And if you're constantly hearing someone tell you to go kill your family or kill your neighbors or kill your classmates,
harm the pet or harm the pet,
if you're hearing that voice over and over and over, or you feel like they're clawing on you and you know you're not imagining it, you can see them, you can feel them, you can hear them, you're now in a position where what is your only escape? We're not saying that killing yourself is the right thing. What we're saying is, before we judge someone who killed themselves, before we rush to any form of judgment,
we need to look at the whole picture.
We need to hear their story on another completely different level.
And that's why we're sharing this, because he's not the only person who is being haunted.
I had in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View, Volume 1, my neighbor ended up in my living room, in my bedroom, actually. So
we're going to go to break. And I want to share, when we come back, what happened and what he told me. And before we go to break, we're offering something for all of the listeners out there for this month. The fact that, wouldn't it be nice if you have a loved one who committed suicide? Wouldn't it be nice if you could help that person in death? Wouldn't it be great to give them one last item of crossing them over? And if you go to ghosthelpers.com, we have a course on there that's 50% off. It's $20 normally, it's $10, 50% off, and it's an hour and a half or hour course about healing the grief of suicide, and it's going to give you the tools to cross over your own loved one, so you don't have to hire a medium. We do have to do a nominal charge simply because it balances the karma of things, and $10 is not a lot of money. So if you go to ghosthelpers.com, scroll down to the courses, sign up for that class, use the coupon code LOVE, and it's 50% off.
And you're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. And Laura is going to finish her story about what this gentleman told us after he killed himself and what she ultimately learned.
So he is in my bedroom and he's telling me all of these things that were haunting him in life. And here is the thing is that he is in his workshop or whatever, and these dark beings are swirling around him and they're harassing him and he can see them and he's alone. And he has a gun in that room and he goes to shoot one of these beings, only he shoots himself. And
sort of like an unintentional suicide.
And you can't explain that to anybody who's living because it is really a suicide. But what he also told me, and this is the part where we're talking about the soul. What animates our physical body is the soul. He has now left his mortal physical body. And he tells me that those dark beings became worse on him. They were eating, they were literally feeding off of him and torturing him in death. And he said that for some reason, my house looked really bright. And when he entered my house, he's my neighbor, he felt free of those beings for the first time. And that's why he came here. And then he, once he was free of those beings, he figured out what happened. And then the regret and the remorse, my son, oh my God, and my family, and oh my God.
I think his son found him.
His son did find him. And this is why we're sharing this, because we don't know what's really haunting a person. So what ended up happening is I talked to him. I learned so much about these dark elements from him, which is why we're sharing the story with you. I crossed him over, and we're going to be sharing with you what that means as this show goes on and how you can do it too. Kind of our side job here is to put, you know, mediums out of business so you can do it yourself, honestly. Because you, if you can do it yourself, you know what's real.
You know what you personally feel. And you're not giving your power to someone else. And I think there are a lot of well-intentioned mediums out there. We're not casting aspersions because that would be
no,
politically
and
incorrect.
We are two mediums.
But
so.
hoping to do is to give you your own power to help those family friends and family members.
And with that, I crossed him over and he is now in a good place. But because I've crossed him over, he's gone what we call home or to the heaven world. He now has the opportunity for healing and soul restoration that he never, ever would have had lingering as a tortured ghost.
Because he could have reincarnated again from that dark place and they would have come back with him. That's why people say, you know, he just seemed like he was really had a lot of darkness from early days. Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
And sometimes it's really bad things happen to good people. He was a really good guy. And having said that, he had a low frequency, a low energetic signature about him his whole life. There are things that you can do to raise your energetic frequency, your signature. And we wrote a book called Karma and Frequency, and you can find it on Amazon. It's free on Kindle Unlimited. And it gives you tips and tools to raise your frequency if you're being haunted. And if you feel that there are some things in your life that aren't quite working well, and they're simple things, and it explains why they work and what to do. And it's a very good basic book with a lot of information in it.
All right. So is this the only time that someone has had this happen in your experience?
No, we've crossed over so many suicides, but you have one that is really chilling because this person who committed suicide that if you don't mind talking about, was trying to coax other people to commit suicide. And this is why sometimes suicide can be contagious.
That's why people think it's contagious. And we certainly have seen this in the military. In this particular case, it happened many years ago. This woman had 8 children, and one of her sons was just chronically depressed no matter what happened. I think she had been worried for a really long time that he would eventually take his own life. And he had a failed marriage. He felt like he wasn't a good dad, and he felt tormented all of his life. And he ended up shooting himself, and his ex-wife found him. It was a horrible situation. And the mom and I were working, and we were working together, and we crossed him over. Well, not long after that, his dad, who was a really, really mean person, I mean, he had abused his son over the years, which lowered his son's frequency. And I think his son felt the only way he could escape these darknesses and these dark beings, because that's what he said, these dark beings kept coming at me. And if you have suffered enormous abuse as a child, sometimes, I mean, it's such a complicated situation, but this kid had really suffered. So a lot of his darkness within came from the abuse from his dad.
And
even though his mom had left the dad, by darkness, he saw these things coming at him.
He's not a dark, evil person.
He wasn't a dark, evil person, but he was seeing these things because he'd suffered so much abuse. And he didn't want to hurt anybody else. And when we're looking at this situation, sometimes when a person takes their own life, and they've had a lot of darkness with them, it's important to understand that they were trying to stop it so that they didn't actually hurt someone. Well, this story continues. Now the stepfather, who was this mean, really cruel guy, who knows what he was hearing. Again, I'm not sitting in judgment of this dad, but we don't know what he heard. And he took his own life. And I was actually on vacation in Hawaii, and my client calls me and she said, "You're not going to believe this, but my ex-husband just killed himself." And I said, "Oh my gosh, we need to cross him over right away." And she said, "Yeah, it happened a week ago. Now one of my other sons is contemplating it." And she said, "I can feel that my ex-husband is urging this other kid to kill himself. So we need to do something. Like, I know you're on vacation, but you got to help me right now." It's like, okay. Crossed, and she was explaining that they had all gathered for the funeral, and everyone in the house started to become increasingly depressed. And she said, "You know, I started seeing these things out of the corner of my eye. Because I'd worked with you, I knew what they were. And I became really, really alarmed because I'm watching my other son get increasingly depressed. And I didn't want him to have something happen." And then the current wife of my ex-husband, who was actually a really good person, became increasingly depressed. So I wanted to help her too. She was a good person who married my ex-husband, who was so dark. So I said, "No problem." I crossed the guy over who didn't want to go. And yes, he really was harassing his son because these dark beings were puppeting him. And I crossed him over. I cleared the house of the darkness because I had permission. And then I called her back about a day and a half later, and she said, "You will not believe the difference." She said, "It was like my son woke up from this bad dream, and he was this happier, because the father had abused him too, but he didn't feel that oppressive feeling anymore. The current widow was feeling significantly better. She said, "It felt like the sun came out in the house. Yes, we're trying to deal with this grief, but we feel better. We could," and no one quite understood why, but they were really glad he was crossed over, because now he'll receive help. And the house, because I removed all those dark beings. That was one of the reasons.
When we cross over,
when we cross somebody over, we're not just crossing over the soul. We are also removing all those dark beings. And the crossing over prayer for suicide specifically, which you would get in you would receive in the suicide course, also addresses that and crosses them over. I think that that's a really important thing. So she didn't have to go through a third suicide in her family, because there was a high potential for that to have happened, not just with that son, but potentially with her other children.
And I want to continue with that after this break, but suicide, we talk about suicide being contagious, and I want to share the story of a teenage boy who was addicted to video games and what that happened. Before we go to break, though, if you know of somebody, and I don't know of anyone who hasn't been touched by suicide, honestly.
I don't know of anybody either.
If you go to ghosthelpers.com and scroll down to the courses, we are offering 50% off of Healing the Grief of Suicide using the coupon code LOVE. It brings the price down to $10, and it is about saving that soul. And so you are listening to the Ghost Helpers Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Check out our sponsors, theoillounge.com. And with that, we will be right back.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine.
In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ghost Helpers on Transformation Talk Radio. Laura has a really fascinating story that helps address the why, another element of why. So I'm going to turn this over
to you. All right. This is not going to win us a popularity contest, I think. But
I started out this show 6 feet tall, so now I'm 5 foot one. So I'm used to being hammered.
And she's sitting on a mountain of pillows, too.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we have learned throughout talking to thousands of souls who've committed suicide, there are a couple of elements, especially when we're talking about teen suicides, because that number has skyrocketed to, it's 70% higher now than it was almost 20 years ago. And that's alarming.
It's extremely alarming.
There's a lot of factors. This is one factor that we've seen over and over and over. For boys, it's violent video games. And for girls, it's Ouija and Tarot. And what happens is with the violent video, violence is a very low frequency thing.
Activity.
And so when you're playing a violent video game and you're addicted to it, you're usually alone. You're not really communicating with a person.
It's an isolation activity.
Even if you're playing with somebody across the world, you're still isolated. And when you're dealing with a dark video game where there's violence going on all the time, it can open a doorway. That's a boy thing. Now, these are, don't be giving us hate mail about, oh, so sexist. We're using general buckets here. For girls, girls who are teenagers tend to use Ouija boards and tarot cards.
And do spells and that kind of thing.
They don't know what they're doing. They think they're playing a game, but these games can open portals. But for today, I kind of want to share the story. Actually, I do.
Be definite here. Don't be wishy-washy.
Share a story. I got a phone call from a mom whose son's friend had committed suicide. And that was tragic, and they're dealing with this. And she got my number from I don't know where. And she said, it's not my son who committed suicide, but his friend. And what has me alarmed is that I'm listening to them, him and two or three other friends, I forget what she said, two or three, talking about how they also wanted to kill themselves. And my son was telling his friends, and they were having this conversation about how they both wanted to kill themselves. And I'm alarmed and I'm scared and I don't know what to do. Is there anything you can do to help me?
That is a really astute question from that mom.
It is. And I said, I'll tell you what, the suicide was very fresh. It was only a week or two old at that point. And I said, do you think that this boy who committed suicide, his parents, mom or dad, would be open to working with me to help them cross over? And she says, I think so, but let me ask, because I wanted to give the parents of the boy who committed suicide closure. And if his ghost had been with those boys and the mom and the living boy were there, I would have spiritual jurisdiction to cross him over. But I wanted to give the living parents of the boy who committed suicide that opportunity, because it can be an opportunity of a lifetime. And a day later, not even a day later, I get a call from the mom whose boy committed suicide. And I was busy. And so I actually sent her to you, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you worked with her, and the boy was definitely in a bad place, and he had all of these beings, these dark beings around him.
He was terrified. He could see these dark beings now that he's dead. They didn't go away.
And if he had friends with him, would it be better? Think about that.
And so he, two things happen in these cases. One, the kid, one, he gathers around his friends to try to warn them, but he's, they become in resonance with suicide. They can't hear him. They have no idea. And they think that maybe it would be better. Then you also have the situation where the dark beings are now telling him, get your friends to join me. Get your friends to join you and get them to do a suicide pact. And there so it can go either way.
And there was a case in Utah about a year ago where six kids from the same high school, and they were all friends, killed themselves. It makes me wonder, what was that about?
Well, and again, ghost stories from the ghost point of view, there's a very interesting story about a teenage boy who killed himself, and he was super angry. There were a lot of dark things with him. And he was at a friend's house trying to get him not to kill himself. However, the living person, the living teenage boy, had seven friends over the last year who had taken their own lives. His dad was worried about him. But after crossing that particular ghost over, he just felt like things cleared up a lot. Because sometimes when you cross over one, you may not even be aware of how many others go into that light as well. It feels so welcoming. We're going to talk about that next week too. And in the case of this woman whose son asked us for help, we crossed him over. He was sorry. And he was embraced by this glorious light. And it lifted something for the parents. It doesn't mean you stop grieving the person who took their own life. It simply means that you know where they are. You saw it happen. And if you use our crossing over prayer for suicide or just the plain crossing over prayer, you will feel a shift. And there's a part of you that will feel so much better on a certain level. You're going to grieve, but it mitigates the grief on a certain level and helps you to have an understanding of where they are and that you did something really wonderful and powerful. The last act as their parent or sibling or daughter.
And this is
son.
This is really an important concept, because when somebody dies, especially when they die by a manner of suicide, violence is a low frequency, but violence against oneself can even be lower.
It is the lowest frequency.
And we want to assume at least they're in a better place. But, you know, and this is going to, I hope I don't hurt people by saying this. That's not the goal. The goal is to educate and to empower. But in our experience, people who die by suicide do not cross over. And the reason is, there's many reasons, but the fundamental reason is that it's a very low frequency. And when we die and we leave this mortal body, we see a light, and the goal is to go to that light to cross over. When you are super depressed, you are in a massive fog bank. Think about a thick, heavy fog. When somebody kills themselves, that's the state they enter, and they cannot see the light to cross over. And frankly, that's a problem.
Well, let's also look at this issue of what's happening with the military. The military is experiencing 20 military members, men and women, killing themselves a day. And someone really close to me contacted me and said, gee, a buddy of mine took his own life a couple days ago. And in a 10-day window, the Air Force alone had 20 suicides, just the Air Force alone. And it's literally epidemic, and nobody's crossing these guys over. And so the opportunity to cross them over is just truly huge.
Well, and the suicide,
and they go back to their buddies.
Right.
That's why it becomes, if you felt really badly about your buddy and you were in resonance with that person, then that person's hanging around you for whatever the reason, you're feeling that death energy. You don't know why. You begin to feel worse and worse and worse. If that's actually happening to you, cross your buddy over.
Yes.
You don't need anybody's permission. Just go cross them over.
And you say just cross them over. Oh, I don't know how to do that. And that's a big part of what the show is going to be about, is learning how to cross these souls over so you can take your power back. And one of the ways to learn how to do that is with that healing the grief of suicide, because with suicide, when anybody dies and they don't cross over, they're hanging on to us and we don't know what's my grief or what's their grief, because the dead grieve, the dead have feelings, the dead miss, the dead do all of these human emotions that we have. They just don't have a physical body.
And the element here is, and I want to kind of go back to the military just for a minute or two. The military have, I mean, we've spent 19 years in Afghanistan, 19 years. That's an ocean of military people coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder. And the Veterans Administration healthcare system is unable to help them. And a tremendous number of the suicides are after the VA says, well, we put you on all these drugs, we're sorry, it doesn't work. They go into the parking lot. They take their own lives in the VA parking lot. So there are things that can be done for post-traumatic stress disorder. For whatever reason, the VA isn't doing it. I've never been a fan of military medicine, so
really?
I am prejudiced. 20 years in the military, well, I am here to tell you that socialized medicine is horrible.
And the PTSD, if we think about wars, usually as in the United States, whenever we've had a war, it's lasted a couple of years. 19 years is a long time.
We have an awful lot of military members who have seen horrific things. And there are dark things that are coming at
right.
them. And so they go back to hanging around with either a loved one or a military buddy. And that's a tough place to be. And, you know, maybe the VA doesn't know how. And again, we'll be discussing some of that, more of that next week. But the military members who are, if anyone has or knows of a military member who took their own life, for God's sake, take the course and help them. I think you'll find that it is extremely empowering and everyone around you will be grateful.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go over some of the questions that people ask us about people who commit suicide. And again, ghosthelpers.com. Check out Healing the Grief of Suicide. It's 50% off for this month. And use the coupon code LOVE. And before we go, I want to say a huge shout out to theoillounge.com. They have been a fantastic sponsor. Check them out. They offer some great products and great education when it comes to essential oils. And with that, you're listening to The Ghost Helper Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Ghost Helper Show. I'm Tina Irwin. Here's Laura Van Tine, and she has another interesting story about the military.
Right. And I just thought of this during commercial. And a few years ago, I got a call from somebody who said that I really don't know.
A concerned person.
But it was somebody I didn't know. They found me through somewhere. And her husband came back from Iraq. And this is what was reminding me of the story, is that her husband had come back from Iraq and he wasn't himself. And does he have anyone with him? And I said, I don't know. I said, I'm going to remote view your home and see what's going on. And by that, I mean, I'm able to project my consciousness into a different location and kind of like scan around. And as soon as I get there, I'm telling her, I said, you've got something underneath the stairs. There's a closet under the stairs and there's something in there. And she says, yes, my husband's best buddy was shot. Actually, I think it was a grenade and he died. And my husband took his Kevlar vest with him. And it's been in this closet since he's come back. And I said, okay, that vest is connecting your husband to a lot of violence. Now, and I'm going to say this because they are serving a purpose and they are helping on so many levels, but that vest where his buddy was killed, his buddy was still with him. That's a connection point. And so were all of these dark, horrible beings that I have a name for them, but I don't want to give that out there because it's just not worth creating that attention with that vest. And so we need to clear the vest, cross over the souls, and deal with getting rid of these dark beings. And once we did that, things got tremendously better. And her husband had been suffering from some massive PTSD also that really wasn't properly addressed. So long story short, she and her daughter were safer because we crossed them over. But in the long story, a few years later, they ended up getting divorced because the PTSD was more than they could handle.
So even though crossing over the soldier who died helped the whole family, and clearing the ballistic vest would be helpful, but since they didn't get rid of the ballistic vest, it's still a constant reminder. And
you can't unforget certain things in our lives.
Every time,
right?
You look at that. Because part of that PTSD, because that's a whole different show, but part of that PTSD is that you lived and that person died. And we don't know why that happened. It happened. And when you look at that vest, it's a constant reminder. And when you own something that someone else owned, and if it had anything to do with a violent death, then you're constantly connecting visually or emotionally to that death, crossing the soldier over was a great thing. It's just that we don't know what else he's, maybe he witnessed it and he cleaning it up was great, but it, you couldn't erase the memory.
He witnessed so much that he was discharged because of the traumas he went through. And I think also he had some traumatic brain injuries as well, because there's definitely some things that this was just, it was, I don't want to go into the details, but it was just really bad and sad and all of those things. But crossing over his buddy and removing those dark beings, means they can't harass anyone else. And there's a lot of people who will clear properties and they banish beings and ghosts and entities or whatever.
Where do they go?
They go bother someone else. So when
it's like
we,
throwing your trash in somebody else's yard.
Right.
Why was that a good idea?
And so we do things a little differently. We want to clean things up. And that's the whole point of the Ghost Helper Show, is when we cross over the dead, it really helps the living.
I want to just interject something for those who may know of someone with post-traumatic stress disorder. There, look at Google 60 Minutes on a procedure called stellate ganglion lock. Stellate ganglion lock. It was on a 60 Minutes episode. It has had some remarkable effects for those people who have post-traumatic stress disorder.
It is absolutely amazing if you watch that.
It has some astounding effects. They've known about it for 10 years. Why the VA doesn't use it, I do not know. And it does not involve a ton of drugs.
And it actually involves lidocaine, which is, you can buy over the counter, but it's like 1 to 3 sessions and you're done.
You're done. It's really quite a miracle. And if you don't get anything else out from this, and it doesn't have to just be a military member with post-traumatic stress disorder, because with PTSD, whether you were abused as a child, you were raped, you were in a war, the echo of the trauma keeps ringing in your head. And that's the echoing trauma. And it lowers a person's physical frequency. And when you stop the echo, then it's harder for these dark feelings, these dark beings, to come at the person, the living person. Doesn't help the person who died. That's what the crossing over prayers are for. But it can truly help someone who is still living. And again, our sole purpose for Ghost Helpers, which it was for the Karmic Path, is the service of one human being helping another. That's really what we're
and
here for.
And helping them even in death. That to me is critical. It's the compassion you would want for yourself. It's the compassion you'd want for your loved one. And
it is soul service.
Next week, we're going to continue this discussion on suicide. And we're going to talk about some of those common questions people have asked us. If somebody commits suicide, do they go to hell? Does God punish them? You know, am I going to be punished for not saving my brother, mother, or whomever committed suicide?
And another one of the questions is, what happens to the soul after death, and can I still help them? And these and so many more questions are ones that we're really, really going to be addressing.
And if you have a question about suicide, write to us at contact@ghosthelpers.com. And we will do our best to answer that question on air, but we will also answer it via email. contact@ghosthelpers.com if you have a question about suicide. Next week is about how to care for a soul who's committed suicide. And you can start that with simply checking out that class at ghosthelpers.com. And it's Healing the Grief of Suicide. Use the coupon code LOVE, and that will give you 50% off of that course.
And again, that's our offer of service to do that. And you're listening to the Ghost Helper Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And we want to thank you for listening. And we are genuinely grateful for every single one of you who listen to this show, who find something of value that you can help yourself, your family, your friends, or even a stranger that you don't know. And we hope that these good words echo out, and maybe they've relieved some guilt that a family member might have. You weren't supposed to know. Just because someone took their life doesn't mean you have to have a life sentence of guilt and grief for yourself.
Because unfortunately, guilt seeks punishment.
We don't want something to happen to the family members who are left behind.
Right. And, you know, we also want to thank, before we go, thank theoillounge.com for being our sponsor. They are full of all kinds of amazing information. Go check them
out. Including how to help your grief using essential oils.
Right, exactly. And we want to give a special shout out to our producers, Kat and Benny, for an awesome show that they're helping us put on. Thank you so much. And with that, check out our books and courses at ghosthelpers.com. And we will be back next week.